doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love.
Now? Yes. Well, like I said, you can hear me now. Anyway, I'll tell you what, we are, if you run into any of the leadership, any of the staff, look out to today, because we just had a wonderful time yesterday. Amen. We had a great staff meeting. We had so much fun, we couldn't stand one another. Anyway, it was just very, very productive, and we're on fire. So just stand clear. And by the way, if you heard a big whoosh just as we were singing, that was the fear going out the door. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm going to share with you a complete psalm today, but it's a short one. It's Psalm 133. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Amen. That's what we experienced, brethren and sister, both. Yesterday in our staff meeting. It is like the precious oil upon the head running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It's like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there, oh yeah, there means the mountains of Zion, but there means where there's unity. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Father, we just praise you and thank you that we are gathered here together in unity. And Father, we are in the spot of blessing, and we just welcome your blessings upon us this day. We thank you and praise you, Father, for what you'll accomplish, the purposes that you will accomplish, your purposes in our lives today. We submit to that and we look forward to it. And Father, for all of it, we'll give you the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
How great the chasm that lay between us, how high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I
be seated. Pastor Terry has something he'd like to present this morning. Thank you, Pastor.
Earlier this year, I received a letter from Debbie Smith saying, for some time it's been on my heart that I've been serving this church as bookkeeper for 20 years, and that it was about time for me to turn that position over to someone else. And God has graciously raised up a very fine young lady, Brandy Lehman, as you know, to take that load. But Debbie is still mentoring and helping in that transition. And it occurred to us that after 20 years of faithful service, there should be some recognition. And we started that recognition at the staff meeting yesterday, which included a monetary gift. And then I took it back from her and said, we'd rather present it to you in front of the whole church. So Debbie, if you would come on up at this time. I don't think in her position she had a boss, so to speak, but I was her immediate supervisor. And I would say working with her for those 20 years was a real joy. And she worked with a servant's heart. And inside this card, there is a monetary gift from the church, small token of our appreciation for all you've done. But there are two or three lines on behalf of the church that also came from my heart, and I mean that, and I've enjoyed working with you, Debbie, and you have never failed to do anything that was asked of you above and beyond. And you've served with a servant's heart, and we appreciate you. So here's this gift from Harrisburg Community Church. And if you'd like to say anything at all, I'll give you the microphone. Okay. No, we do have a full day today.
Yes, so 20 minutes?
Whatever.
I just want to say thank you.
Get it a little closer.
Thank you, sir, for correcting me. And thank you for always being there to encourage. To when you first came to me and asked me to do it, I went, mm-mm. That God's not called me to do that. And you were insistent, where I had no faith, no confidence in myself, but my confidence was in Christ. Amen. And it was through him that, through perseverance and lots of tears, that we made it for 20 years. And thank you for being patient with me. It was a blessing to serve in that position. We're not leaving. We're still here. So looking forward to whatever God has next.
Amen. Thank you, Debbie. We appreciate you so much. Another round of applause would be appropriate. Thank you, George.
Thank you. Amen. 20 years. The snap of a finger and it's gone. Amen. You think about that. It was like yesterday that we started serving at Harrisburg Community Church. And 20 years have come and gone. Ooh, it's like almost like a breath. Wow, it's amazing. I'd like for the other two elders to come up right now. And we're going to stand over here on this side because we can't get to the middle right now. For these 20 years that Debbie has served, I've got to be a part of the leadership of the church and work with the best pastor. Whew. That any church could ever hope for. Man of God, man of integrity, a teacher, a preacher, a visitor. Visits hospitals, nursing homes, does the work of ministry that God has called him to do. The anointing of God is mighty upon his life. It is pastor's appreciation. I'm going to ask Pastor Terry if you would come up. And I'd like the congregation just to give a huge round of applause for this man. Amen. You are greatly greatly appreciated. Thank you. A monetary gift for you and your lovely wife to go somewhere and do something and be a blessing to your family.
Thank you.
We'd like to lay hands on you this morning and bless you.
I'll take it.
If you would just stretch your hand in this direction, please. Lord, we're just so grateful for our pastor, the man of God that you sent to us, the shepherd and the bishop of our souls from time to time. I know that you hold that position, Lord. But Lord, you use people. You use men and women to be a blessing in the lives of other people. And thank you for allowing him to speak the word of God into our lives for so many years. Father, we lay hands on him this morning and we bless him and we pray healing. We pray peace. We pray that your hand would continue to rest mighty upon him, and that even the anointing of God would increase in the teaching and ministry of your word. What a privilege it is to draw alongside this man and be a servant to him. We thank you for our congregation, and we bless them in the name of Jesus. This is your church. Lord Jesus, you have the reins. Thank you for this man and his family. We pray grace and mercy and protection from the angels of the Lord and from the Lord God Almighty himself would be upon this man's family. In Jesus' name. And all the church said, amen.
Amen.
Let's give another warm round of applause.
Also, having been a pastor, I know that we never do it alone, because God has always had a helpmeet for us. Yes. And so I just want to make sure that your helpmeet knows that this is included. She's included in all of this. And we appreciate you so much, Colleen. Yes.
If there's money in here, she'll get it, okay? She heard the whole thing. I'll say again what I've said 100 times so that you all know it's from my heart. When I gather with pastors sometimes and they talk about what a struggle it is that the congregation doesn't want to follow and all of those things, I have to say I've never had that experience in 33 years here, for which you and the good Lord are to be praised and thanked. Thank you all very much.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Honor those who are worthy of honor is what the scripture says, and we definitely have a man of God that's worthy of honor. Birthdays. Let's do some birthdays and announcements this morning. Michelle. Got you. Michelle Harley, October the 23rd. Any others? Woo, Friday, anniversary. Praise the Lord. And we're going to give you just a couple of minutes to share briefly about what the Lord has done for Miss Bonnie.
Okay. I'll come up here because I have to look y'all in the eye. Last Sunday, some amazing prayers were done on behalf of Jude, one by Miss Kay and one by this guy next to me. And all of you, I know in your hearts, were there, and I know you pray for him every day. Tuesday, we got the best news ever. Those tumors are dead. Yeah. And they, this time, I am forbidding them, and I know you're going to do it with me. They are not coming back. Wednesday, they were going to do chemo on him just as precautionary. So they tried to do chemo on him. You notice I said tried. They sedated him, of course, because he's got to be sedated. And the doctor said the first time in over 400 times that he's done this, he could not get the cancer or the chemo to his eye. Don't know why. Don't know if he's going through a growth spurt. Don't know if it's scar tissue. They don't know why. But I know in my heart the reason it couldn't get there is because his little body did not need that poison, because God's got it. So the right eye is his bad eye. That's the one that's got the great big old tumor. They could not get any chemo into that eye at all. So they tried the left eye, which has got little tumors in it. That's the one that's got the perfect vision. That's the one we really want to save. They were able to get two-thirds of it. A third of it came out. They don't know why, but that's all he needed. He doesn't need that whole dose. He doesn't need it. Well, towards the end, because this took so much longer, he started to wake up, and he started squirming. Well, with all this chemo that he's got in his system, of course, he's a bleeder. So he had a bleed from his little groin area, and so they had to keep him sedated and tied down, you know, for 6 hours afterwards, kept in an ICU. We picked him up from the airport yesterday, and then that little boy, he saw me and leaped into my arms. He would not leave my arms. He would not go back to his mommy. He would not go back to his daddy. I walked him out of the airport, and he saw his grandpa, and he looked at him and said, "Well, hi." So I know that boy can see because he saw his grandpa, and he said, "Well, hi, grandpa." So they have to keep him still for the next few weeks, you know, because of that bleed in his leg. They have to let that heal, but those tumors are dead, and I want to thank you all, and I know on behalf of Aubrey and Shane and their whole family, they thank you for all your prayers and your support and everything that you've done. Keep him in your prayers. He's got to go back again in 5 weeks, and then every 6 weeks just to check it. So thank you all so much.
Amen. Amen. He who has begun a good work shall complete it. Amen? Amen. Amen. I got all amens all over, so praise the Lord. Any other announcements this morning that we need to make? We've got a full day. Anyone here got an announcement? Let me find a trail.
There are still a couple of towels on the back table from the potluck. If they're yours, please take them home, because next week they won't be there. Last week I announced a Eagle ceremony that the congregation is invited to on November 2nd, 5:30 p.m. over at Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Danville. That's where the troop meets. A dinner is provided. This is a joint ceremony between to recognize Lewis and another young man that has eagled and been in the troop with him. We need to get a number. So if you plan to attend, we would love to have you. Please call me and let me know so we can plan for the food accordingly. Thank you.
And the Willows is what? 3:30.
Next Sunday. We're going on a boat ride, and I really hope you guys are thinking about it and who you might invite. And we're going to have treats for the children, so. Don't cut them short by not bringing them, because they like those treats. And it's going to be fun. And I'm praying for good weather. So y'all can join me in that. So just think about that this week and prepare. Thank you. And bring your supper. Bring your supper. That's it.
Today is also Communion Sunday. And we have a very, very special treat today with the ukulele band. The elders deacons meeting is today at 5:00. And Thanksgiving Eve service is listed as November the 27th.
That elders deacons is the November meeting.
Okay, November the 10th, it is. Sorry. Yes, we do have prayer meeting tonight at 6:00. And we also have a Wednesday night Bible study, and we're looking at the working of miracles. the gift of the Holy Spirit, the working of miracles. Had a really good time this past Wednesday with a lot of discussion and open discussion, open forum. So if you're interested in being a part of the working of miracles, maybe moving into that gift yourself, I encourage you to come and be a part of the Wednesday night Bible study and Sunday night prayer group and anything else the Lord wants to do for us. We want God to be in control. Amen. Any other announcement? If not, at this time, we are going to get blessed. We have a ukulele band that's going to perform at this time. Amen. That's what it says.
This is their worship time. We're going to have words up there, and we're going to worship. Okay?
Yeah.
You're all going to worship with us. Of it, because it was in our kind of little lesson book, and we like it really well. So sing along. Okay.
We have another blessing.
Thank you.
Good job, guys. Praise God for a ukulele band. Amen? That's, yes. What a blessing it is to have such talent. All right. We're going to be blessed this morning. Come on, Vera. Vera's here. Yeah, come on.
Hopefully, Utah.
Sit down.
You can sit down.
Yeah, right there we go. Sit That's down right there. Amen. Amen. You guys did awesome. Thank you so much for singing for us this morning. She's been practicing in the car all the way here. Thank you, Miss Vera. Thank you. Thank you, Utah. Bless you. Thank you. What a blessing. Thank you, my brother. God bless you. It is such an honor to have such beautiful people, especially children. They warm your heart. I don't care what you just, whew. Shut up, George. Well, we are so blessed. We're going to do a song to prepare our hearts for communion now. We could come. The worship team would come. And just be blessed today by His presence.
is an honor to follow that act. It is an honor. That might be the cutest thing I've seen in quite some time. It reminds me of how the mouths of babes and infants you have ordained praise.
That's right.
And it follows that to silence your enemies. And it's a wonderful gift to have children in our world.
Thank you.
You may be seated. I am here to invite you to come to the table. Communion is open to all those who believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, that he died for our sins, and that he was resurrected from the dead. So if you believe that, then you're welcome to take communion and come to the table. I spoke a couple months ago about what communion meant to me, and one of the things that I was emphasizing is the fact that it's a remembrance. Communion is a remembrance. So I'm going to read the scripture that this applies, comes from. Of course, this is 1 Corinthians, you know it. It says, the Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, the cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. Therefore, whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats the bread and drinks the cup. Kay found a post on Facebook the other day that I thought was very interesting, and maybe you have seen it. Jesus sat at the table with Judas. He dined with him, and he washed his feet with Judas. Jesus could have easily exiled, exposed, embarrassed, or even eliminated Judas altogether. And yet instead, he chose to extend mercy, love, and grace, even to this known enemy in his own camp that he knew would betray him. I believe that we all could take something away from that. Come to the table, address your Judas with love and understanding and compassion. Jesus can do it. He's our example. We can do that. So I invite our elders up. Terry would bless the bread, and George bless the wine.
This bread, emblematic of the body that gave itself freely for us, leaving the glory and the equality with the Father to come and serve humbly upon this earth and to give his life as a ransom for our sin. We ask that you bless this bread and you bless each member of the body who partakes today. May we do so with true, thankful hearts in Jesus' name.
Father, may all the benefits of this cup be realized in the hearts of every believer today. The price that was paid that we could enjoy a church service like this today. That we could enjoy one another. That we could enjoy your presence. That we could just enjoy life and be filled with life abundantly. Oh God, what a cup that you gave. Help us to walk worthy of the vocation. Bless us and bless everyone who partakes today with the benefits of the cup in the name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. Amen.
Come to the table. Thank you.
Okay, at this time we can dismiss the children for Children's Church. And we'll ask our favorite pastor to come up and give us a wonderful message today.